Box A, the window procedure. We have mentioned that the window procedure is a function that contains the code that is to be executed in response to a message. As you will see by the end of this lecture, the window procedure is basically a giant switch statement that goes something like this. In the case that this message occurred, then execute this code in response. In case this other message occurred, then execute this code, and so on until we have a case for every message we want to handle. Note that a Windows program need not handle all messages. In fact, there is a default window procedure we forward messages to that we do not need to handle ourselves. What is interesting about the window procedure is that we never invoke the function directly. It is called a callback function. A callback function is a function that we do not call ourselves directly. Rather, the Win32 API will call this function automatically. In particular, the Win32 API will call the window procedure function when a message from the message loop is dispatched to it. Now we can name the window procedure whatever we want, but it must take on a certain form, namely, the return type and parameter listing. Also, we must stick the callback symbol between the return type and function name, thereby signifying that it is a callback function. As you can see, the window procedure takes four parameters. Together, these parameters provide you with enough information to handle the message. HWind. The handle to the window the message is aimed for. This parameter corresponds with the message HWind member. Message. A predefined, unique, unsigned integer symbol that denotes the specific type of message. This parameter corresponds with the message member. WParam. A 32-bit value that contains extra information about the message. The exact information is specific to the particular message. This parameter corresponds with the message WParam member. LParam. Another 32-bit value that contains extra information about the message. The exact information is specific to the particular message. This parameter corresponds with the message LParam member. And again, just to reiterate, the Win32 API will call the window procedure passing the appropriate arguments into the window procedure's parameters. Box B, Wind class and registration. The second and third step of creating a Windows program consists of initializing and registering a Wind class instance. Box B shows a typical example of how we do this. Note that there are a lot of different options for filling out the Wind class structure, so refer to the documentation for details. We will now briefly go over each member of the Wind class structure. Style, a combination of style flags for customization. There are a myriad of bit flags that can be combined to create various styles. See the Win32 documentation for details. Generally, the flag combination CSHRedraw and CSVRedraw are used as the style, which means the window will repaint itself when either the horizontal or vertical window size changes. LPFN WindProc. Pointer to the window procedure function you want to associate with windows that are built based on this Wind class instance. CB CLS Extra. Extra 32-bit memory slot to reserve custom information. We do not use this value in this book. CB Wind Extra. Extra 32-bit memory slot to reserve custom information. We do not use this value in this book. H Instance. A handle to the application you want the windows you create to be associated with. Recall that WinMain passes in the application instance handle through its first parameter. HIcon. A handle to an icon which will be used for the window. You can get a handle to an icon via the API function loadIcon. HCursor. A handle to a cursor which will be used for the window. You can get a handle to a cursor with the API function loadCursor. HBR background. A handle to a brush which specifies the window's background color. You can get a handle to a brush with the API function getStockObject. LPSZ menu name. The name of the window menu. We will be creating and enabling menus via another method, so we will be setting this value to 0. LPSZ class name. A unique string name we want to give the Wind class instance so that we can refer to it later. This can be any name you want. Finally, registering the Wind class with Windows is just a simple matter of calling the register class API function and passing the address of the WINS class instance you want to register. Box C, creating the window. After we have registered a WINS class with Windows, we can create a window based off the options specified in the registered WINS class structure. To create a window, we use the Create Window API function. We now review the parameters of this function. LP class name, the name of the WINS class instance to use to create the window. LP window name, a unique string name to give the window we are creating. This is the name that will appear in the window's title or caption bar. DW style, a combination of style flags specifying how the window should look. Typically, this is set to WS overlapped window, which is a combination of styles, WS overlapped, WS caption, WS sys menu, WS thick frame, WS minimize box, and WS maximize box. See the Win32 API documentation for complete details on window styles. X, the X coordinate position of the upper left corner of the window relative to the screen and measured in pixels. Y, the Y-coordinate position of the upper left corner of the window relative to the screen and measured in pixels. N-width, the width of the window measured in pixels. N-height, the height of the window measured in pixels. H-wind parent, handle to a parent window. Windows can be arranged in a hierarchy fashion. For example, controls such as buttons are child windows, and the window they lie on is the parent window. If you wish to create a window with no parent, then specify null for this value. H menu, handle to a menu which would be attached to the window. We will examine menus in later chapters. For now, we set this to null. H instance, handle to the application instance the window is associated with. LP param, a pointer to optional user-defined data. This is optional and can be set to null. At the bottom of box C, we show an example of invoking this function. Note that the function returns an hwind to the newly created window. Box D, showing and updating the window. A window is not shown by default, so after we create it, we must show it, and in addition, update it for the first time. This is accomplished with the show window and update window functions. Both of these functions require an hwind argument that identifies the window that should be shown and updated. Additionally, showWindow requires a second argument that specifies how the window should be shown. Some valid values are swShow, swMaximize, and swMinimize. swShow specifies to show the window in the position and dimensions specified in CreateWindow. swMaximize specifies to show the window maximized. And SW minimize specifies to show the window minimized.